KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Audubon Wheelers avenged their only loss of the regular season with a 38-29 win over Remsen St. Mary's in the eight-man semifinals on Thursday. The Wheelers lost a 26-25 battle against the Hawks in week one, but a strong ground attack gave the Wheelers the victory this time around. The Wheelers scored in their first possession of the game, and a back-and-forth battle ensued for a good chunk of the first half. Blaine Harpineau's third touchdown run of the first half put the Hawks ahead 22-20 with 9:37 left in the half. The Wheelers answered with a five-play, 63-yard drive, capped off by a Skyler Schultes 29-yard touchdown run, putting Audubon ahead 26-22, and that was the halftime score. The Wheelers then took control in the second half as they forced a punt on Remsen's first possession, gave it back on a fumble three plays later. A fourth-down pass attempt for the Hawks was ruled knocked away by Gavin Smith in the end zone. Two plays later, Skyler Schultes ripped off a 55-yard touchdown run. Audubon would score again after a Caden Smith interception to lead 39-22. The Hawks got one more score before the Wheelers ground out the clock. Skyler Schultes ran for 227 yards and three touchdowns to lead Audubon as the Wheelers outgamed St. Mary's 357-284 in total offense. Audubon improves to 12-1 on the season. They'll play for the eight-man state championship next Thursday against Don Bosco. The Dons won the first semifinal game on Thursday, 50-6 over Turkey Valley. In eight-man action. We had yesterday's game for you here on the radio, and we'll have the championship game for you next Thursday morning here on the radio as well. Also last night in Class 3A first-round action, state semifinal play up at the Dome, it was Western Dubuque advancing with a 48-14 win over Lewis Central, while Solon defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton by a final of 43-36. Now, there are four more semifinal games on the slate for today up at the Unidome. Starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Class A has St. Ansgar facing Grundy Center, followed at 1 o'clock by West Hancock, battling Woodbury Central. Class 4A takes stage tonight with a 4 o'clock matchup as West Des Moines Valley will battle Bettendorf, and it'll be Dowling Catholic facing off against Cedar Rapids Kennedy, with the winners advancing to the state championship game. Well, the state volleyball semifinals in all five classes were held yesterday. Here's a rundown of that action. In Class 1A last night, Sydney a winner. The top-seeded team beat North Tama 3-1 to advance to the championship. Wapsie Valley beat Holy Trinity Catholic 3-0 in the other match. In Class 2A, they were both 3-game sweeps, Western Christian beating Osage and Beckman Catholic over Clarion Goldfield Dows. In Class 3A, both matches went 3-2. It was Kemper Catholic outlasting Red Oak with a 15-10 win in the deciding fifth game to advance to the championship. Mount Vernon also advanced with a 3-2 win over Union yesterday. In Class 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat West Delaware 3-0. Western Dubuque took 3-4 from Marion to advance. And in 5A, Cedar Falls beat Ankeny 3-1. And it was West Des Moines Valley over Pleasant Valley 3-0. In the state volleyball championships, which are coming up today up in Cedar Rapids, it'll start at 10 o'clock this morning with Class 5A. That's West Des Moines Valley facing Cedar Falls. The 4A championship match, scheduled to go at 12:15, has Sergeant Bluff Luton facing Western Dubuque. The Class 3A championship match starts at 2:30 this afternoon, Kemper Catholic facing Mount Vernon. In Class 2A at 4:45, Beckman Catholic will face Western Christian. And then the 1A championship at 7 o'clock tonight has Wapsie Valley facing off against Sydney. That'll close out the volleyball season up in Cedar Rapids. Well, the Cleveland Browns gave the type of performance that could have their fans thinking about the postseason once again. Baker Mayfield threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as the Browns ended the Pittsburgh Steelers' four-game winning streak 21-7. Mayfield was 17 of 32 passing for 193 yards and no interceptions to help Cleveland win their second straight and improve to 4-6. Nick Chubb had 92 yards rushing for the Browns, who intercepted Mason Rudolph four times and limited Pittsburgh to 236 total yards. The game ended in a brawl after Cleveland defensive end Miles Garrett ripped off Rudolph's helmet and then hit him in the head with it in the final seconds. Garrett faces a likely suspension for his actions, and Steelers center Marquise Pouncey will likely be disciplined for kicking Garrett in the head. Rudolph was just 23 of 44 for 221 yards, including a third-quarter touchdown to Jalen Samuels. Pittsburgh finished the game without Juju Smith-Schuster because of a concussion. In college basketball, Cassius Winston and freshman Malik Hall each had big second halves to help third-ranked Michigan State avoid its second loss in three games this season. Hall hit a layup with 26 seconds to play and scored all 17 of his points in the second half in the Spartans' 76-73 triumph at number 12 Seton Hall. Winston had 17 of his 21 points after halftime, including two free throws with 3 seconds to play to push Michigan State's lead to 3 points. Winston was playing his second game in less than a week after the tragic death of his brother Zachary, who was hit by a train. The Pirates lost despite Miles Powell, who poured in 37 points, playing through an ankle injury suffered in their previous game. Also in the top 25, number 15 Florida closed on an 11-3 run to pull out a 66-60 win over Towson. Number 18 St. Mary's was an 81-63 winner against Long Beach State. And also it was number 19 Arizona, 87-39 over San Jose State last night. After getting blown out by DePaul, the Iowa basketball team returns to action at home tonight against Oral Roberts. Iowa fell behind 19-2 at the outset, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says his team needs to do a better job of handling a rough start.
And we've got to make sure that we do a better job of handling that. You know, like I said, I took a timeout at 10-0. Maybe I should have taken it at 6-0, maybe at 8-0. I took my second timeout, you know, relatively early. Maybe I should have taken it earlier. And, you know, at some point you also have to give, like I said the other night, credit to your opponent. They played really well. I thought they defended. They made shots. And, you know, we just have to be better than we were, and we have to learn from our mistakes in that game.
Oral Roberts is 1-2 on the season with close losses at Tulsa and Oklahoma State.
They're a veteran club. They've got some grad transfers and some older guys. They play at a good pace. They run good stuff. They've got multiple guys who can score. So it's not like you can say, okay, we lock into these two guys, you know, we can stop them. They've got a lot of different players that can score. They shoot a lot of threes.
We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock is tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Also in basketball news, Northwest Missouri State set a new record for the MIAA conference for consecutive wins. They won their 43rd straight game last night over St. Mary of Kansas by a 92-40 final, as Diego Bernard had 20 points and 10 rebounds, also chipped in 6 steals and 5 assists, while Atlantic alum Ryan Hawkins added 19 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double last night for the Bearcats. Well, freshman James Wiseman has withdrawn his lawsuit against the NCAA and Memphis while officials work to resolve his case. Wiseman will be allowed to practice with the team, although the university has declared him ineligible. Memphis says it supports Wiseman's decision and believes it's in the best interest of both the freshman and the Tigers basketball team to resolve his eligibility status through the NCAA process. The NCAA had informed Memphis that Wiseman was likely ineligible for receiving what it deemed to be impermissible benefits from Penny Hardaway. That was before the former NBA star became the Memphis head coach. The university says it is immediately applying for Wiseman to be reinstated. A defense secretary, Mark Esper, has issued new guidelines that will allow athletes attending the nation's military academies to seek waivers to delay their service and play professional sports immediately upon their graduation. A memo signed by Esper requires athletes going pro to get approval from the defense secretary. It says they must eventually fulfill their military obligation or repay the cost of their college education. The memo was obtained by the Associated Press. Well, Mackenzie Meyer led four players in double figures with 21 points as the Iowa Hawkeye women held off North Alabama 86-81 last night in Iowa City.
I mean, we knew they were a really good team coming in. I mean, they went into Vandy and beat Vandy the first game last year. So they're not going to back down to anybody. They're not going to be intimidated. When you have five seniors that have played as much time as they have, you know, they're not going to back down to anybody. And that's so that's exactly what we expected as far as that.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Meyer scored 14 of her 21 points in the second half as the Hawkeyes built a 12-point third quarter lead as they improved to 2-0. They'll visit 3-0 Northern Iowa on Sunday. Baseball's MVPs have been announced, and both come from Southern California ball clubs. Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout has captured the American League MVP for the third time in his career, while Dodgers slugger Cody Bellinger is the National League Most Valuable Player. Trout is the sixth player to win at least three AL MVPs, joining Alex Rodriguez and Hall of Famers Jimmy Fox, Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio, and Mickey Mantle. The 28-year-old Trout had another outstanding season, hitting .291 with a career-high 45 home runs, 104 RBIs, and 27 doubles while battling injuries this year. He led the league in on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS in winning the MVP for the third time in 6 seasons. Trout got 17 of the 30 first-place votes in balloting. Astros infielder Alex Bregman was second with the other 13 first-place votes. Bellinger got 19 of 30 first place votes after hitting 305 with 47 homers, 115 RBIs, and 1.035 OPS. He's the 10th different Dodger to win MVP and first since Clayton Kershaw in 2014. Milwaukee outfielder Christian Yelich was second in the voting after winning the award last year. Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon finished third. Also, Twins pitcher Jake Odorizzi and White Sox designated hitter Jose Abreu have accepted qualifying offers to stay with their current teams rather than testing the free agent market. And reliever Will Smith has become the first of the 168 free agents to switch teams as he agreed to a 3-year, $40 million contract with the Atlanta Braves. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.